And if you got your Bibles, if you would, turn to Romans chapter number 2. I'm sorry, Ephesians chapter number 2. Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8 and verse number 9. Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8 and verse number 9. We're all familiar with this scripture. It's talking about grace here. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 8 and verse number 9. The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." I'm going to read the first part of verse 8 again. "For by grace are you saved through faith." Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this time. God, I pray, God, tonight, God, should help us. Lord, you stir us. God, fill us, God, with your Spirit. God, use us as a mouthpiece. Lord, show up on the scene and move us out of the way. God, show up and preach this message. God, I pray, God, Lord, should help some soul this, Lord, that's discouraged tonight in you. God, I pray, God, you touch them, God, and Lord, show them that grace that only you can give. And God, I'll thank you, Lord, and I'll praise you, Lord, for what you've done in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 8, it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith." I want to preach for just a few minutes tonight on amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I want to say we've preached about grace and we've sung about grace and we've taught about grace tonight, but I want to show you just a few things that grace has done for us. Amen. I want to say, first of all, that grace found us. Grace found us. You say, "Well, what did it do when it found us, preacher?" Well, I want to say it bought us. Amen. I want to say, hey, thank God I was bought by grace tonight. I was bought by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, it's all because of the cross of Calvary that I'm standing here tonight, and I bless His name. His grace bought me, amen. Hey, His grace bought us tonight. I want to say His grace sought us. Hey, can I say if you're saved tonight, the Lord sought you. Hey, the Lord came looking for you. Hey, can I say I wasn't looking for Him? Hey, but I'm glad He came looking for me, bless His name. Hey, grace bought us and sought us. Now I want to say, hey, when He found us, I'm glad He called us, amen. I say I'm glad He called me, amen. Hey, I was doing my own thing, going my own way. Hey, but the good Holy Ghost came by where I was, started dealing with my heart and speaking to me. Hey, when He called me, hey, thank God I've never been the same since. Grace found us, He bought us, He sought us, He called us. I want to say, then He brought us. You say, "Where'd He bring you, preacher?" He brought me to the house of God. Brother Ken preached on faithfulness this morning. Hey, can I say, if your salvation won't get you to the house of God, I doubt it'll get you to heaven, amen. Hey, I want to say, hey, grace, hey, it'll bring you to the house of God. Grace found us. And I want to say, grace forgives us. Grace forgives us. Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 7, the Bible says, "In whom ye have redemption, through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace." You know why we're forgiven of sins tonight? It's all because of the riches of His grace. Hey, it's nothing we've done. Amen. Hey, we can earn our way to heaven. We can work good enough to go to heaven. I'm telling you, it's all because of the good grace of God tonight. Grace forgives us. Well, there's the basis of His forgiveness over in Romans. Romans chapter number 3. Verse number 24. Romans chapter 3. Verse number 24. Through verse number 25. There's the basis of our forgiveness. The Bible says in verse number 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Bible says here, "For all have sinned." Well, that tells me that all need a Savior. I'm glad grace forgives us. There's the basis of our forgiveness. But then there's the bounds of our forgiveness. 1 John chapter number 1. 1 John chapter number 1. And verse number 7. 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 7. "But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. I'm glad it didn't say it cleanses us just from a little bit of sin or just for some of those sins. It says this blood cleanses us from all sins. There's the basis of our forgiveness. There's the bounds of our forgiveness. But then I'm glad there's the blessing of our forgiveness. Boy, ain't it a blessing or not just to be forgiven by the blood of the Lamb? Boy, I'm telling you, that makes me want to charge hell with a water pistol. Hey, knowing that my sins are forgiven. Hey, and I can go to hell if I wanted to. I bless His name. He still saves from sin. Amen. Grace found us. Grace forgives us. I'm glad grace fixes us. You say, what's it fix you for? It fixes us for heaven. Amen. I'm glad one of these days all our troubles and all our heartaches, I'm telling you, one of these days they're going to be over. Hey, I'm telling you, hey, there'll be no more sickness, no more sorrows, but thank God, hey, there'll be nothing but peace and splendor. I'm telling you, it's a perfect place. It's a place, hey, no more sickness, amen. It's our home one day. If you're saved here tonight, hey, grace has fixed you for heaven. I want to say grace has fixed you for happiness. Boy, I'm telling you, God's people are to be the most happiest people on the earth. I'm telling you, see folks walk around, well, I'm saved. I sure am glad the Lord saved me. Boy, I'm telling you, looking like some Eeyore looking thing. Hey, I'm telling you now, hey, grace will make you happy tonight, amen. I bless His name. There's grace fixes us for heaven. It fixes us for happiness. But I want to say it fixes us for the hereafter. Hey, I'm glad, hey, this ain't all there is to it, amen. Hey, I'm glad, hey, grace. Hey, I'm glad it don't just send you to the grave and leave you there. But I'm glad there is a hereafter, amen. I bless His name tonight. Grace found us. Grace forgives us. Grace fixes us. Then I want to say grace fortifies us. Grace fortifies us. You say, how does it do that? Well, a fortified place is a place of safety. It's a place where, hey, you can go when everything is in a turmoil. There's peace and there's comfort in that place. Grace fortifies us, first of all, by putting the saints of God around us. I'm glad God's put some people in through my path. Hey, when I need some little encouragement, all I've got to do is call on them. Hey, I'm glad, hey, that's what grace is all about. Grace fortifies us by putting the saints of God around us. Then I want to say it fortifies us by putting the seal of God upon us. Amen. Hey, the Bible says we are sealed until the day of redemption. I thank God, hey, He sealed me. Hey, there's no way, hey, I can ever lose my salvation. You say, hey, don't say that word, eternal security. It scares me. Well, I'm going to thank God if you're saved, you're eternally saved tonight. You're saved forever. He's put the seal of God upon us. Now I want to say He's put the Spirit of God within us. Boy, I'm glad, hey, when I get down and out, when I get discouraged, I'm glad, hey, I can trust in that Spirit that's down within me. Hey, and all of a sudden I get encouraged. I open up the Word of God and I'm telling you, the Lord Jesus just points out one of them verses. I'm telling you, hey, that'll just bless you real good. Encourage you when you're discouraged. I bless His name tonight. He's for the Spirit of God within us. Grace fortifies us. I want to say, last of all, grace will finish us. Grace will finish us. I want to say, hey, over in Philippians chapter number 1, verse number 6, it talks about my grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. You say, well, what's it sufficient for? Well, it's a sufficient grace for the course. There's sufficient grace for the conflict. Then I want to say, hey, thank God there's sufficient grace for the crown, amen. I'm glad one of these days this thing's going to be over with. Hey, we're going to a home, hey, called heaven. And I'm glad, thank God, sufficient grace will be grace enough for a crown, amen. Bless His name. Amen.